So that's a prayer I have for the elders. And then I thought it should really be balanced with something for the congregation. And this is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." So this is a double-edged sword, praying for the elders and praying for us as a congregation that we would submit ourselves to their leadership over us. So let's just bow in prayer at this time. Our loving Father and our God, we are so very grateful that we can approach Thee as a living God. And Father, this day we want to give You thanks for our elders. We thank You for Leonard and for Dan and David. We thank You for raising him up in this very important position. And Father, we would pray as Solomon has prayed that You would give them wisdom to be able to discern the good from the bad, that You would give them wisdom to guide this people in this assembly in the right path. We're thankful that they are indeed men of God, men of the Word, and we pray that they would continue to be students of the Word, that they would guide us in the straight paths. And Father, we as a congregation, we just ask, Lord, that we would be submissive and encourage an encouragement to them, that we would take time daily to pray for them, to pray for guidance and wisdom. We pray for their families as well, for their wives and for their children, that You would bless them, that you would keep them from the evil one. Guard their minds and hearts, Father, as they seek to follow the great shepherd in leading this flock here. So, Father, we thank You for them. We pray for them. We just ask that You guide them and keep them. And we just commit them to Thee in this coming year in the name of our loving Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. I've been asked to pray as for the assembly in relation to the gospel. The reason that you're here this morning, if you're saved, is because of the gospel. And so the gospel isn't a man standing up front here preaching it. The gospel starts with individuals, individual lives representing the Lord Jesus Christ and the good news. Sometimes we feel that the means of the gospel is just preaching, platform preaching, but I've been challenged recently, just, am I living the gospel? Are you living the gospel? If you're saved here this morning, you are a witness of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been challenged, how is my witness going? I challenge you this morning as we pray together as a local body of believers, challenge yourself. Are you living the gospel? The good news? And are you sharing that faith? Do people see Jesus Christ in you? He's our hope. And so let's just pray together as an assembly, as a group of people, in reference to the good news. Father, we are so blessed. We're so blessed that the gospel reached our hearts. And we believe the truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ was born, he died for our sins, he grew up, he died for our sins, he was resurrected, and he's living today, and he is our hope. And so, Father, I would challenge myself, I'd challenge each one of us in this auditorium this morning. And Father, it begins with our own hearts. Provoke us to love one another. Think of families within this local assembly who have unsaved people in their families. Oh, Father, give us a burden. Give us a heart. Give us a love as you loved the world, for God so loved the world. Father, give us the love that you have for the souls of them that know not you. Encourage us, provoke us, work in us. We think of all the ministries where we reach out. We think of Club 316. We think of this platform ministry. We think of the Sunday school. We thank thee for all those that are involved in the gospel. And we pray that we would never stray far from the gospel truth. Bless your people this morning. Encourage us. We are thankful this morning that God loved us and gave his Son to die for our sins. May we live the gospel in this new year. Challenge us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Morning, everyone. It's great to be all together the first day of the new year. I've been asked to pray for the seniors in the assembly, so let's do that now. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for those who are older in our assembly, Lord, who are parents and grandparents and great-grandparents to many of us, and we thank you for the example of faith that they've been, for their involvement in various ministries over the years, for their faithful attendance at the assembly. We just thank you for the example that they've been to us, Lord, and I pray that we would look to them as examples of how we ought to behave and to conduct ourselves, Lord. And I just pray for those who have sicknesses that they're dealing with, those who have various struggles, Lord, that you would be with them and comfort them. And we just pray that you would be with them, Lord. And I thank you for just the involvement, the help they've been to many of us over the years, Lord. And we want to just pray that as the assembly continues to grow and to change, that we would just be faithful to help those who are in need, Lord. And we just want to bless them in this new year to come, Lord. In your name, amen.
Thank you, gentlemen. And what a better song I think we could sing after this is "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Our God is very faithful to this little assembly here, and we pray that's how it's going to be for many more generations to come before the Lord returns. All right, let's sing "Great is Thy Faithfulness." We'll sing two verses of it, and then we'll sing a little chorus after that. Thank you. little song a bunch of times. I've heard him sing this, and I think we should sing this together as a group. Through it all. I'm just going to briefly go through the announcements. There is a number of announcements in your bulletin. We don't have the time this morning to go through them. I would just make note to take a look at those today or at the beginning of the week on Monday or Tuesday, just so you're familiar with what's going on. Club 316 will be on Tuesday night. Rooted will be on Thursday, and Youth Group will be on Friday. As far as the ladies' Bible studies and the moms' group, there's some notes about those in the bulletin just under some of the speakers' announcements. I also have here from the youth group, this is in the back. What a perfect time to start reading the Bible through a year. This is very attainable. This is broken down, the Bible through 1 year. It's done in 2-month sections. This is what the youth group is doing, and they encourage you to join along with them. So these sheets are in the foyer. They're this neon yellow color here. 2-month segments. So if you mess up and you fall behind, you have a new start in 2 months' time. So this is a great way to attain and to get through the Word of God in a year. I also want to make note of a couple prayer requests on top of what we prayed for this morning. The Bonts, they need our prayer this week. Noel is to see his oncologist on the 3rd. That's in a couple days' time. Just a routine checkup, but the last thing I think that family needs at the moment is bad news on Noel's part. So just pray that God would give him peace on that. And Duana, she is to have her surgery on the 5th. That is both this week, Wednesday and Friday. So pray for that couple. I also want to make note of the Jones. That's Helen and Ron Jones. They have been moved to Burnside. So that note, there's a little note of that in the back office. They've been moved to Burnside Community Care, and there's a new phone number if you want to get in contact with them that I think Rachel's going to provide in the bulletin in the next week or so. That's all I'm going to say for announcements at the time. Let's sing our next song. We're going to sing another little medley. We'll sing Yet Not I, A Christ Through Me. Jeremy, I'm going to skip number 5 on that list there. This is a newer song. I think we should stand to sing it. I got a great message for this year, and it goes right into, it fits perfectly in the key of, I have decided to follow Jesus. I hope that's your prayer this year, to follow Jesus Christ. Let's sing it. Let's stand together.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer?
Overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Verse 4.
let's sing that little hymn we sing, the chorus of every time someone's baptized, trust and obey.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Seated. Thank you. You've been an excellent choir this morning. Before Dan comes up, gentlemen, if you have a thought you're prepared to share, I'm just going to ask you to forego that just for the sake of time, but I have three more men. They can briefly just pray for the specific things that I've asked, and then we'll call on Dan and his scripture reading. We'll call up Miles first, and then Serge and Scott.
I'd like to just take this opportunity on behalf of my wife and I just wish everybody a happy new year. I've been asked to pray for the ministries here at the chapel, so on that note, let's pray. Our God and our Father, we just thank you for this morning. Father, we thank you for this place, these walls that we can meet in here many times throughout the week. And Father, we thank you for this little community and this country that we can meet here and worship and learn and teach with no fear of being interrupted, persecuted, or even captured. Strange to even think about this, but in so many places throughout the world, this is a true reality, and we have a real privilege here, and we just thank you for that. We think of the government, too, and we ask that you would, that we as voters would stand together and put the right government into place, that those governing us would keep this country as it's quickly deteriorating and making it more difficult for Christ to be taught, that we might be able to continue on like we are. Father, we think of this Charlottetown Bible Chapel and the ministries that take place here, so many. Father, we think of some of the younger ones, those downstairs on most Sundays, on Sunday morning. Father, we thank you for the great number of them. As they meet there with the teachers, we thank you for the teachers, the children that meet there and listen to the love of God portrayed through little Bible stories. Father, we think of the John 3:16 group, the 3:16. They come here to learn the Word of God. So that we just ask that you would help them as they attempt to hide thine Word in your heart. And Father, the leaders that come out, the groups of them, the many of them that come out to help with this each and every Tuesday. We think of the youth group, large group of young people. Perhaps the envy of many churches throughout the Maritimes, how a large, diverse group, 12 to 20 and maybe and older. And Father, we think of these young people at an impressionable time in their lives, being pulled from places such as school and sports. And Father, we just ask that you would help them find others within this group here and make great lasting friendships that they can. We know the value of friends, and Father, we just pray that they would just seek out friends within their group. And Father, I have that strengthened, their faith strengthened by the rest of their peers. We think of some of them here, and as they meet and they show signs of leadership even amongst themselves, and we thank you for that. Father, we think of the rooted group. On the doorstep of being the future of this place, and Father, we think of them being the next directors and speakers at camp, the leaders of Sunday school and youth group. And Father, there's so much potential there, and we just thank you for them. We know that they are at an age that they might continue on for you or move aside and be, as they might be influenced by professors or the world, Father, we just pray that that might not happen, that they would stay here and continue on with that race that you have set before us. Father, we think of Emmanuel Bible Camp that occupies many people here, and we think of it being an opportunity that is perhaps unparalleled, having these children for 5 and 6 days not connected to their phones and their communities and their homes. Father, just here under the watching the other Christians just display their love for the Lord as they serve, and what an awesome opportunity. And we think of not just the children that go down, but then the families that the children bring it to, but even those that can go down there and work and see each other Christians in a bit of a different light. Just thank you for that place, and we pray that you would continue to help it. Father, there's other groups, some of them not quite as visible, some of them mighty prayer warriors. Father, we think of the example that some of them have been to us, and for years, decades, actually. And Father, we just thank you for these ones. And Father, in thinking of that, we think of each other, all of us here, as we, whether we know it or not, we are providing examples to all these little ones that we speak about. And Father, we just ask that you would help us be mindful of that. Help us to be a good example, because we definitely are an example. People are watching, and Father, help us to be a steady picture of Christ, whether we have the opportunity to bring it verbally, that example verbally or not. And Father, we just thank you for some of the ladies who meet here and praying, missionary group. There's many ministries, and we just thank you for each one. Father, we thank all of us as a group, and we look unto the next year. We just ask that you would help us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who also endured. He endured the cross, and now is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We have a wonderful Savior. We just ask that you would help us to look unto him in this coming year of 2023. We pray these things in his name. Amen.
There was two things that laid heavy on the Lord's heart at the end of his life. It was love and unity. I was asked to pray for the preservation of the assembly here, and there's a great need, a big group, so we need love and we need unity, and if we have those two elements, we will be greatly preserved. So let us pray. Our God and Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the one around whom we are gathered, the one who brings us together. We thank you for all that was done in the past year, all the different ministries, all the blessings in these different ministries, all the different ones that got saved last year, amongst the children, amongst the older ones, all the ones that were added to the fellowship. We thank you for these great blessings. And looking forward to 2023, Lord, we need you. We need your preservation hand. We know that without the Lord Jesus, we can do nothing. So we pray that we might be willing to be tools in his hands, to do work, to be active in different ministries. And Lord, that in all these different ministries, which are very many, as we have heard already, and we say amen to all the requests that already been brought to your attention. But Lord, we need love. We need care. We need unity. Unity amongst the local assembly, and unity also, Lord, amongst the universal church. We need to be one. If we're going to be a strong testimony in this world,
We have to show the world who we are and where we came from. The Lord Jesus told his disciples that this is how the world will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one toward another. So Lord, help us to make sure that we go to you and help and get help from you to be able to love like you love, and to be able to care like you care, and to be faithful stewards of all the different ministries that you have given us to do. So preserve us. We need you. We need your hand. We need your strength. We need your power. And we also need, Lord, to be one like you and your Son are one. Help us in these things, Lord. We cannot do it on our own. But we know that we are coming to the one who is all-powerful. And with all that has been done in the past, we know that you can do great things in the future. So we pray that you would be with us and preserve us as a group. And anyone that would be added to the fellowship, that you would bless and pursue them with your love. Pursue them with your care. And that the fellowship might be strong to the testimony to the name of the Lord Jesus. So we ask these things in his name. Amen.
I was thinking before Serge got up that at any given point, this assembly could just be one generation away from, you know, not being here anymore. And so I think I've been asked to pray for the young people. And so with that in mind, I just, it is on my heart that, like, I'm a product of a great youth ministry here, and so the young people are always on my heart. So I'm wondering if, just right now, we could all stand together, please, and just find someone nearby, if you're comfortable with it, who's younger than you. Jesse, come here. And put your hand on their shoulder as we pray, okay? Our Father, we just want to thank you for the young people here in this assembly. Thank you for blessing us with these young people, Lord. It's nothing that we have done to deserve the wonderful youth here, but we just thank you for them. I pray that you would, now that we have the responsibility of having so many young people, that you would burden those of us who are older to get invested and involved in the lives of those who are younger, to disciple them. I pray that those of us who are older men would come alongside younger men and show them the ways, how to live a godly life, showing them this through example, and teaching them the truths in the Bible. I pray that the older women would do the same with the young ladies. And I pray that those of us as parents, that we would just show our kids how to live through our actions in the home. And I just thank you so much for all that you've done for us, and I pray that you would give us the power to be the godly examples to those that are looking up to us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for your involvement this morning. Dan, I have to apologize. I've eaten into your time greatly, but I think we've all enjoyed our time of prayer and singing this morning. You'll have to allow him to go over a few minutes, because that's my fault this morning. We'll call on Ben now to do the scripture reading, and then Dan.
As we gather on January 1st, it's good timing to be able to start off our one-year Bible reading. Jesse covered it pretty good, but as a youth group, we have a plan to read the Bible in 1 year, and we're encouraging everyone individually as an assembly to all do it together. And I think as Scotty just prayed about discipleship in the youth, I think it's a really good opportunity that we all have that in common, and we can ask the youth about how their reading's going and encourage them to continue on and keep reading, because there's some tough spots to get through in the Word, and I think I just want to encourage you to encourage them to keep reading. So I'm going to read for today. I'm going to read Psalm 1. So if you want to read along with me, we can all cross that one off our list for today. Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law he mediates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Well, good morning. Thank you, each one, for being here this morning. I want to thank Jesse and Kelly and Ben and the different men who prayed, people in the sound room. This has been indeed a very special morning. I trust that you have been blessed this morning as we've just taken a little extra time to pray and to sing and to start the new year on this note. And I am aware of the time, and I will do my very best to condense some of the things that I want to share this morning. But I do want to share something from the Word of the Lord. I want to encourage us as we start out this morning. So you can turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. So we know at the start of every year a couple of things that, you know, first of all, the one thing that we can be sure of as we look to the year ahead is that there will be changes. Nothing stays the same in some respects. There's always things that we don't expect to come along and some things that we do expect to come along. But change is a pretty constant thing that we can look forward to in 2023. We can expect that there will be difficulties, that there will be challenges and trials. And this is for believers, you know, specifically. We think a lot about the state of the church, the state of Christianity, the state of evangelicalism in Western society, in Canada in particular, and we think about, you know, what this year will bring for believers. And so in light of the context of the culture and society in which we live, I just want to share some thoughts that the Lord has laid on my heart. And wonderfully, and not by accident, many of the songs that we have sung this morning and many of the thoughts expressed before the prayers and in the prayers thread so beautifully into some of these thoughts this morning. And that's why I want to share some of them with you. Colossians chapter 1, and for the sake of time, let's just read starting at verse 21. Sorry, I'm not even there yet in my own Bible. Colossians chapter 1, starting at 21. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Though there are no doubt times of difficulty or challenge in the year ahead, we can have confidence and we can have assurance that we can come through it strengthened, that we can persevere, that we can endure and grow because of the sure foundation we have in our faith. And so this section first talks about where we came from. And we need those reminders of where we came from often to establish us in where we are and where we're going. You who once were alienated, we were shut out from fellowship and intimacy with the God of the universe, the God of creation, the one who created each one of us. We were hostile, that means hateful towards God, and committing evil acts and thoughts. This is the state of all man Every one of us are born in sin and shapen in iniquity, the Bible tells us. Each one of us who have received the good and gracious gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, of his salvation through him, have acknowledged and can acknowledge that this was us. We understand this, that we were alienated from God and enemies of him. But it says wonderfully, he has now reconciled. But I want to address to anyone in our gathering this morning who, when you heard these verses, alienated from God, hateful towards God, committing evil acts and thoughts, if that struck something in your very soul, if you can acknowledge this morning that you yourselves are presently not in fellowship with God, that you do not know the God of this Bible, you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are not here by accident, and the message for you is to repent of your sin, turn from your sin, and turn towards a loving God who wants relationship with you. He wants to cleanse you of your sin. He wants to restore right relationship with you. He wants to make you clean. He wants you to have a fresh start on January 1st, 2023. And you can have it by simply trusting in what Jesus has done for you, dying on the cross, taking your sin. He bore the punishment for you on that cross, and he has risen again. For the majority of us in this room this morning, we can align ourselves with what it continues there. He has reconciled us. He returned us to a state of harmony. We are in harmony with God this morning because of Jesus, because of what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. How did he do this? The verse continues. In his body, in his death, by his death, the work of salvation is so marvelously and wonderfully done. D-O-N-E, finished. What an assurance it is for us, and this is something that this message will hit on, and I need reminders of every single day. It's not about me. It's not about my effort. It's not about what I do. So, and that's something that I need assurance in. So there's an invitation to us here in verse 23, and there's a phrase here that I want us to just, again, consider, and I trust that as the Spirit works, that he will just remind us of the songs and the thoughts this morning that tie into this. Verse 23, if you continue stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard. To be stable or steadfast. The idea is just firmness, not moving. Immovable, not shifting or moving away from. This is our call as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the crazy, changing, evil world in which we live in, which we are so readily and easily so surrounded by, so influenced by, we are called to be steady, to be stable, to be immovable. This is not easy. This is a challenging thing for each one of us. It's the challenge of the daily life of the believer. Starting not January 1st, February 1st, every day, this challenge. But we can do it. We can be steady. We can be steady and stable. I struggle with consistency in the things of holiness, in the things of righteousness. I can be steady and stable and consistent with lazy habits and the things which I ought not to be. Why are those things so easy to be stable and consistent in? But the struggle to be stable and steadfast in the things of the Lord. But so if you are like me and you understand some of these struggles, where do we look to as believers to get to find a source of strength for this stability, this steadfastness? Where do we find this establishment? Well, very quickly, there's four or five things I want to talk to you about this morning. First of all, God the Father, and I'm just going to read some verses that ground me, that give me strength, that give me confidence, that give me assurance. The God of the universe, the God I love and serve. Here's what the Bible says about this God. Malachi 3:6, for I, the Lord, do not change. James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Psalm 102. Of old you laid the foundation, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They perish, they will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like a garment. You change them like a robe, and they will pass away, but you are the same, and your years have no end. Praise God that he is unchanging, that when I am unstable, when I am weak, I can look to him who does not change. There is no shadow of turning with thee, we sang this morning. We think of God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Colossians, in the same chapter, it says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. In him, all things are created through him and for him. Before him, all things. In him, all things hold together. He is the beginning and the end. And what else does it say about this Jesus? That he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When I am inconsistent, when I flail, when I am weak, I can look to my Savior who is changeless, who is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Where else can I find steadfastness? We serve a triune God, and we are indwelt as believers with the Holy Spirit from the moment of our salvation. In Colossians, Paul tells the believers here, may you be strengthened with all power. We have power from the Holy Spirit, a power that I'm afraid that I, and perhaps you, access all too little. Man, what things could be wrought in us? What change could be made in the church and in the local community of Charlottetown or Prince Edward Island if we fully harness the power of the Holy Spirit within each one of us? So the God that we serve, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who abides in us, loves us with an everlasting love, who is holy, who is righteous, who is true and trustworthy, who never changes. We can trust in him, rely in him, believe on him, hope in him. His plans are sure, and they will never fail. When your plan, whatever your plans of doing or the things that you have set for yourself in January 1st, when they fail January 2nd, you can trust in the one who changes not. So God is our source when we are when we look for stability, for stableness. The word of God, Paul says in this chapter, in verse 5, the word of truth, the gospel. In Isaiah, it says of the word of God that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. Praise God, the word of God will stand forever. If we are going to stand in this day and age, it will be because of our commitment to the word of God in its entirety, start to finish. The word of God is obviously, we know it's being attacked at every angle. And if we are going to stand in this day and age, it is because of how we stand, how closely we adhere to the truths in the word of God, even though the world will breathe fire against us for holding to it. It is the thing that will mark us in this day and age, our adherence to the promises, the truth of the word of God. So we will uphold it here in this place. We will preach it unapologetically from this pulpit. And may we preach it from our hearts and from our words, from our speech, from our actions in the world out there as well. We need we can find steadfastness and hope in the future that we are told of, the hope that we have, a heavenly calling. When we fully grasp and truly understand, we're not here to live out 80 years and amass wealth and popularity. That is not our calling as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and we have in our hearts the end goal of being in his presence in heaven for eternity, how that will stabilize us, how that will keep us straight. It's like you're told in driver's ed, and I've used this example before. When you're driving in a curvy road or a path, you fix your eyes on a point ahead, and it saves you from wobbling all over the place. That's what we're to do, even with, you know, thinking of our heavenly home. One day we'll be with Christ. Another and a critical ingredient as well is his people. We need to cling to one another, as we have shared in prayer and thought of this morning, how we need one another to remain stable and steadfast in the challenging days ahead. How we need to cling to one another, pray for one another, serve with one another, hurt with one another, cry with one another, grow with one another. This is an essential ingredient if we are to remain stable and steadfast in the years ahead. So that is our source. These things, God, his word, our hope, his people. May we cherish these things, value these things, hold these things up. And so it continues in our verse. Verse 6 says, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. With these stabilizing forces fixed in our minds and reiterated to us, we walk, we go forward, we don't stay still, we continue. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Verse 10 of Colossians 1 says, so walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. This is what we are to do. And this is critical here. This walking in the Lord is not white knuckling. This is not getting up and by 7:30 you've messed up. And so the whole day is shot. Oh, you didn't do your reading yesterday of this reading plan. Ugh, give up. That's not the powerful Christian life, right? It's falling, admitting, repenting, and getting up and moving on. That's the Christian life. We're not white knuckling, relying on our own goodness or track record, but truly walking with him, seeking his face daily. And if we do this in a regular pattern, not every day on the hour, but just as a general habit of life, as a pattern of holiness, as we cling to these stabilizing and steadfast forces, we should and ought to cultivate a type of desire to honor the Lord in all of our lives, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we want to cultivate this type of life. And there's a preacher that I listen to, and he's thought of it or sort of phrased it in this idea of rightly oriented longing. This is a passage or a quote I've shared before. And here's this idea of rightly oriented longing. Rightly oriented longing leads to intimacy with God, prayerfulness, clinging to and digging through the Word of God to be ministered to by the Holy Spirit. So this longing can also lead to a freedom from this idea of moralistic therapeutic deism. A life through the Spirit being conformed to the image of the Son over a period of time, resting in his grace today. Let me try that again. Rightly oriented longing leads to intimacy with God, prayerfulness, clinging to and digging through the Word of God to be ministered to by the Holy Spirit. This longing can also lead to a freedom of moralistic therapeutic deism and a life through the Spirit being conformed to the image of the Son over a period of time, resting in his grace today. We are unsteady and unstable. It is our bent. It is our nature. But as we sang again this morning, his mercies are new every morning. Somebody listened to Mike Winger, and he said something in a podcast about this verse. He says, I didn't exhaust God's mercy with the sin I committed yesterday. That was a really encouraging thought for me. I didn't use it all up with the sin that I committed yesterday. His mercies are new every morning. The foundation of faith is grace, God's grace to us. When we are inconsistent, weak, and fallible, I challenge you, I encourage you to rest in God's unchanging nature. What does this practically look like? Well, it looks like cherishing and valuing the Word of God, trusting it, reading it. If you are able, and if you are the kind of personality that loves to tick off boxes and you can get through the Bible this way, that is great. Please do it. If you're more like me and you're probably going to go through one book at a time and gradually, daily, learning more of the Word of God, great. If your pattern is to do a heavy load of reading on Monday and then maybe it's Wednesday, Thursday when you pick up your Bible again and you have that desire and you pray for that desire to read the Word of God, great. Do it. So read your Bible often. Spend time in prayer individually with your families here at this building, as we have done this morning. Spend time in prayer. Fellowship with other Christians as iron sharpens iron. Encourage one another. Build each other up as you're struggling. Be open and honest with your struggles so that we can come alongside and pray for you and care for you. As a family founded in the Word of God and His Word, cultivate a love for one another daily. Serve one another. Find out ways. Pray for ways to serve a brother or sister or family or friend. Disciple one another as we have shared this morning. Find somebody and just encourage them. Maybe plan to be with them and spend some time with them. And you know, it's day by day by day. Round about this time of year on social media, you start to see some of these montages or these videos where somebody takes a picture of themselves one day of the year. Because in January of 2022, they said, I'm going to lose weight this year, or I'm going to start being healthy. And the ones who have done it successfully, it's neat to see the transformation. There's a physical transformation in their face and their body as they go from January to February to March to April to May, all the way through the end of the year. Now, they only take that selfie one day of the year, probably on a day where they got through their workout, and boy, they're feeling great. But there's a lot of days in between where they didn't take the picture. And maybe they skipped that day. But the next day, they got up, and they did it. And they were able to, show that progress. And so at the end of it, they say, hey, look, sure didn't feel like I was doing anything in March. It was really hard, and I hated it. And I was struggling so hard, but I kept going. And look at the end. Look at the progress I've made here. So we don't do it for accolades. We don't do it for like, hey, look at me. Look how great I am. When our foundation is in these things that we spoke of, wanting to love and serve and follow our Savior, and we commit to that, we're prayerful about it, we're serious about it, and we get help for it. We encourage each other through it. How the Lord can change us. And maybe, we'd be able to come back here in January 1st of 2024 and we'd be able to look back and say, it's not going to be, look how great I am. It's going to be, look how amazing God is. Look at the wonders that God has wrought in and through me. May that be our prayer as we go out of this place this morning. In closing, I would just like to read two verses, and I'd like you to read them with me. These are benedictions. The first one is in Hebrews chapter 13. I read this as a prayer for all of us here. Let me just find my other one. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Jude, verse 24. Jude, verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now, and forevermore. Amen. God and Father, we thank you for bringing us together to this place today. We thank you for this time we've had this morning to remember your Son, the Lord Jesus, and his death for us, to sing these songs of worship and praise and challenge and commitment as we start this new year off. Father, remind us of who we are, that where we have come from, and how you have restored us, redeemed us, reconciled us to yourself, so that we might be used for your glory. That is what we are here to do, to bring you glory. So strengthen us through your Spirit. Strengthen us in your might to do these things that are in many ways superhuman, that we might return all the glory to yourself. We ask for your help as individuals through this year. We pray as we have prayed for this assembly, for all those that are in it, that you would just bless and guide and keep as we would desire to walk in your ways. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.